Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to a special edition, a commitment edition of the Cards Cast. Always enjoy doing these as Scott Satterfield and staff have picked up another commitment in the 2023 class. And again, the trend continues. Another impressive one. This one, a linebacker out of Miami Central down in South Florida. Got to love pulling kids out of South Florida. Linebacker Stanquan Clarks, measuring in at 6'2", 215, a four-star linebacker, ranks number 318 nationally in the 247 Sports composite. And another great addition to this 2023 class. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Let's talk about it, Jody. I mean, another great ad for this 20 class is Flyville 23, hashtag it properly, continues to do impressive things.
Yeah, it's not 11 o'clock at night either. William Folds got one, got us on 11. We knew about the timing of this one and Stanquan Clark coming through for Louisville. This is one that when he visited Louisville way back, it was sometime in June. You and I were there. We were there for a camp, and we saw all these kids walking around, and you could just tell that he was having a good time. He was interacting with players and coaches and all kinds of things. This is a big one. He narrowed it to eight schools: Louisville, Auburn, NC State, Kentucky, Miami, Michigan, Rutgers, and FAU. And it signifies for me one thing. This is one that puts Louisville over the top in the state of Florida, in my opinion. You get William Foles and Stanquan Clark in the same week. And you add that, you know, with a guy like Raekwon Adkins, Isaac Brown, who's in the 2024 class last week. So you throw those guys in there, Michael, and it's back. And to me, that's the one thing that I think that Coach Satterfield, if you remember back on signing day, we sat in the defensive room there and asked him questions. And the one thing that he did kind of talk about was the fact that, California is awesome, and I want to get all the California kids you can get, but he also wanted to keep Georgia and keep Florida going and kind of get Florida kind of back again, so to speak. And here, guess what? Florida at Louisville is back again in the state of Florida. This one, number 14 on the board, it's going to move him up to number 16 overall in the recruiting rankings, in 2023 recruiting rankings. And, Michael, it's crazy. They just keep getting good player after good player after good player.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, Jody. This is the seventh four-star commitment in the 23 class. And, oh, by the way, they've also got a five-star. This is a class where, you know, you pick two or three guys out of the top eight or whatever, even, you know, really out of the entire class. And those would be the headline guys for any Louisville class, you know, previously. And they're putting together basically a class of headline guys. And that's what you need to do if you want to get your program, you know, to that next step to where you can honestly compete for, you know, against Clemson and the top of the ACC for, you know, for that league crown. I mean, these are the kind of classes that you have to bring in. And, you know, with each one, you think, okay, it'll slow down and they'll start filling it up with, you know, mid three-star type guys, but
you're know. Michael, you're the average, you're the ranking guy, okay? You're the expert on the average rankings. You got it down pat by now, but correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the second four-star that Louisville has landed in a week that dropped their average ranking of a prospect. How about that? It dropped a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, all right, we're starting to get a little picky. We need the high four stars as well. I mean, think about it. I mean, their average, prospect ranking right now is hovering just below, 0.9100. The best the program has ever had is in the mid 8.86. So I mean, they're setting a trend that's never even, come close to being reached at the University of Louisville, and they keep doing it commit after commit after commit. And what I like about this one is, a lot has been said about what they're bringing in offensively, and rightfully so, because they're bringing in some studs. Well, don't look now. I mean, you look at who they're bringing down on the defensive side of the ball as well, and they're starting to load up on both sides of that line of scrimmage in this 2023 class, which, again, that's what you need to do if you're going to compete on a consistent annual, chase for a championship.
Yeah, and look, I'm a huge fan. There's a couple guys in this class that I think are really under the radar. Jahil McClain, I've watched him work out and with my own eyes, and I've got a chance to see tape and kind of talk with him. He went from being one of the highest guys in the class at the number 471 prospect to being the third lowest guy in the class. Yeah, yeah. And then Jamari Johnson, the same thing. I saw what he can do. And he's down there like fifth lowest. So that just tells you how good this class is. And to be honest, it's only going to get better, in my opinion. And I think next year, from everything we hear and can talk about and know, they talk to people about and know about, next year could even be better, Michael. Now, moving forward here, let's do some quick work here to just get people caught up. Stanquan Clark from Miami Central, he has transferred to Miami. He has transferred to Miami Central High School. So he will attend there for his senior year. He is number 14 on the commitment list. And quite honestly, Michael, as I said earlier in the week in one of the recruiting scoops, there's not a number right now. The number is the number can move all the time. The number is, the number is very much in flux because they're not going to reach for guys moving forward. If you're not I'm not going to say if you're not a four-star, they're not going to take you, because there's some other guys out there that they're really high on that are not four-stars that if they wanted to commit that they would take them. But if you're not a guy that they really, really think highly of on this from this staff, you're not going to be in this class. They're not going to reach on guys. They're going to be able to be picky now from now on. They've got 14. I could see them adding three or four more bodies. I could see them getting to 17 and then filling the rest of the class with transfers at the end of the season, or I could see them taking a couple more and filling it out. I just think they're at a spot now where they can be really, really picky.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic spot to be, especially when you look at the quality that they already have on their board. And when you have the era of the transfer portal, obviously you need to leave yourself room. And then when you have this success that they're coming off of, which still needs to be proven on the field, but on paper, I mean, Scott Satterfield and his staff did a great job in the transfer portal filling needs. They've got to feel confident that they can, kind of replicate that during this upcoming off season. You'd certainly need to leave yourself a buffer in there to take some transfer portal. But, if you continue to get guys that are high three stars into the four stars and higher out of the high school ranks, then you continue to work that effort, and like you said, I mean, we've had multiple people tell us that the 24 has a chance of even being even better, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around this 23 class and what they have going on and the new ceiling that it is forming for University of Louisville football recruiting.
It's fun. I can tell you that, Michael. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of blasts. I mean, there's a lot of commitments that have put people's jaws on the floor that Louisville continues to land. And like I said earlier, they keep doing it one after another, after another, and after another. And here they are doing it once again with Stanquan Clark, adding to the defensive side of the ball, an impressive linebacker, you know, for Brian Brown and his defensive staff.
Yep, it is a commitment for the University of Louisville. Stan Quan Clark has committed to Louisville, picking the Cardinals over Auburn, NC State, Kentucky, Miami, Michigan, Rutgers, and FAU. He's coming off a great season at Miami Killian High School, 131 tackles last year, including 24 for a loss. He will be at Miami Central this year and is going to be a big-time player moving forward. He's now a Louisville Cardinal, and this has been a special commitment edition of the Cards Cast. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. Keep clicking Cardinals at 14 now in the class of 2023. Keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com. We'll keep you updated on all of it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.